Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
I'm so sick.
Sound like I smoked 100 cigarettes yesterday.
That's probably what she's doing right now.
I've been on the commode all day. Okay.
She didn't have a tummy issue. Her throat hurt.
Oh, okay. What kind of weekend does she have?
I did ask you before we went to... First off, Fatboy, you did not watch the entirety of yesterday's inauguration.
I did not. I had to go back and watch W throw the winks.
That was... Man.
Just immediately when they point, he winks.
Like, I don't care how you are politically, but it's someone that's like over... I think you have to be over like 35, maybe 30. But no matter how you feel politically, when you see W. Bush just doing his facial expressions, and like, doesn't it just warm your heart?
You got to appreciate the comedy of it. I mean, you really do.
I'm just sitting here blinking at you right now.
Even now, I saw the picture of Don Jr. where he showed Trump dancing last night, and he's still doing his moves, but he's doing them a little more aggressive.
He's got... I was hoping we'd see a new dance debuted. I mean, he's done the one to the point where people are doing it now. And then that's when it's too broad. It's too mainstream. Then you got to.
He's an arms guy. That's what he does. He just arms back and forth, right over the head.
I mean, that's been the look at the Carlton. I mean, if the hand without the hands in the air, what is it? You just.
I thought he'd work in a stanky leg at some point or something.
Some kind of shuffle of some kind.
Look at this. Look, you didn't think the leg could move, did you?
Speaking of Melania, she is now the most spread meme on the internet the last 24 hours. She is now, because of the hat, being compared to the Hamburglar.
What?
Yeah, man. The hat, it had a stripe on it. And it, like, it kind of looks like... It wasn't my first, you know, thought when I saw it. I thought Undertaker.
I gotta look that one up.
I thought Undertaker mixed with a little bit of Lainey Wilson. She's wearing those hats that are like, all right, OK Corral, Sarsaparilla, High Noon, I'm going to shoot you. Meanwhile, she was the one who was waiting in the truck. In the song, she's dressed like she's the gunslinger, but she's, you wait in the truck.
Hardy told her. You know why he told her to? So you eat everything in the kitchen.
I'm going to drink this man's beer, and then I'm going to shoot him dead. Wait in the truck.
Wait in the truck. I farted in the truck. Wait.
I locked it. She's like, get out of here, Hardy.
That's going to be the part two of the song, the hot box. God, these are great, man. This is people love the internet.
They're so quick with it, too. Like these... Which I guess they're not so hard to do now with AI, but they're so quick.
They had the same hat.
It was very, like, until you see it, you don't really see it, but these people saw it, and it's, I don't know how you, what award you win for being the number one meme of the day, but congratulations. But the same thing about it, this is what grabs my butt, is that if you were the guy who came up with the most infamous meme. You know, nobody knows who you are.
No. Like, you don't get any kind of royalties. It's all public domain.
Even if you put your little watermark on there, or whatever, unless it's like TikTok where it moves around and can't nobody black it out. In TikTok, theirs moves around on the screens. So you can't black it out.
Or the Bucktooth kid from the memes. There's no way they can get money off that.
No. No.
Their likeness is public domain.
He would have his own meme coin now, if that were the case.
Or the guy with braces. He was in a commercial, at least.
Or what about the kid where there's he looks like Tyler, the Creator, but somebody just said something, and he grabs his mouth and falls out of the screen? That's one of my favorites, too. You use that one a lot, Fat Boy.
That and the hot loaf.
The hot loaf is fun. Elon Musk was there, as we mentioned earlier.
You got to say it like Bernie Sanders. Musk.
Elon Musk.
Talking about Musk.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Pelosi was not there, but she had a hip replacement.
Yeah, I knew she wasn't going to be there.
She wasn't there.
She put out a scathing tweet after.
Yeah. And then we said Big Mike wasn't there.
You said Big Mike wasn't going to be there.
You told me. Rami Swamy was there, but then he left.
Yeah, that's the thing. They don't go to the lunch. Obama, Clinton, Bush, they didn't go to the lunch. Why would you not go to the lunch? You sat through all the rigmarole.
I don't know. But then they show Biden leaving on the helicopter, and he flies over, but then he quickly goes and I was like, is he going back to Delaware? Like,
he's supposed to go to Camp David.
Well, then he gets off the plane and then goes back in a building. I'm like,
what does he do, and what kind of protection does he immediately get?
He's now a private citizen, but you have...
Because Jimmy Carter had the details still.
You have that for life. It's like the NWO.
But do you want that job if you're Secret Service?
Like, I don't know how you're a private citizen with that. I mean, I understand that, yeah. But like, you're...
Is that a daily job, being private detail for... That seems like an older security agent's position.
Well, if you're really old like him, now granted, he's married to a doctor, but like, you've always, like, you know, if you fall and can't get up, there's going to be somebody there at all times.
Yeah, you don't want that kind of doctor to help you. You're going to get a real doctor. I think he mooned people on the way out, too, in the airplane.
Oh, did he?
He just stuck it out there. Kamala did, for sure. I saw her.
In the airplane?
No, she was in the motorcade where, you know, JD was waving at her.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty sure she mooned him, too.
You know what I will say about that, and I said this off the air, and I will say this, is that, you know, even Biden clapped. None of them would stand up when the rest of the crowd stood up for things that Trump said.
Yeah.
But when Trump said it, several things, Biden and Clinton and Bush, I could see, were clapping. Especially when he said drill, drill, drill. Bush was clapping.
Yeah, I love it.
But when he even mentioned MLK, Kamala didn't stand or clap. And I'm like, what in the world?
I think W was holding her feet where she couldn't stand up.
No way. You're crazy.
Somebody tied a rope around her feet real quick.
Elon had her feet down. Like,
Musk.
Elon Musk.
Yeah, it's interesting how they react. I saw Hillary was laughing at the Gulf of America.
Yeah.
Comment that he made.
She looked way better than Bill did, which is saying a lot.
Bill, I mean, he sounds rough too.
And his
hair now?
I think he's having back issues or something, because they were showing him walking down the presidential red carpet or whatever. And you know how you see a car that's been wrecked and it looks like it's driving sideways down the road?
We've seen that before.
Okay.
Like it's crab walking.
Yes. That's the way, I mean, look, we'll all be there one day. But that's the way, he was just kind of, like, hey, man, you need a V8 kind of look.
I hate saying this. I don't want to put it out there, but I feel like the next presidential funeral we see might be his. I feel like he's in worse shape than – obviously, W's put on some weight. He looks a little flushed, but
yeah, but
he
why,
still, I mean, seems the same. Obama, of course, has looked aged, but he's, you know, probably in good shape still. Bill just – he seems rough.
Well, I wonder, and you will never get the truth, but what is that day-to-day like? Like, do they live in the same home? Like, you always kind of thought Linda and Vince McMahon were never, like, they were together at one point, but then you find out after all the stuff with him, they've been living separately for, I want to say, better part of a decade.
I feel like they do, but there's always been an arrangement, like, look, we know what this is.
Well, even Trump yesterday, he was doing his concession, or not concession.
Whoa.
His victory speech. He said, Melania was saying to me yesterday, sir. Oh, sir. I mean, yeah, she calls me sir. She's, you know, it's kind of a fun thing she does. I was like, wait a minute. Did you just slip up here? Do you make her call you sir?
I just had a cheeseburger in my pocket. Where did it go?
Are you happy to see me? What? Elon Musk was there.
They said she was going to live separately anyway, right? She's going to stay in New York.
She's going to go back and forth between there and Mar-a-Lago, which isn't like...
It's a big jump. Do you have to stay there for Barron? I mean, look, he's going to have... See, that's the thing.
Barron's
what about
in
him?
College.
Yeah. So has he got Secret Service sitting in class with him? You know he's going to have a detail.
God.
He's got to. Son of a sitting president in college.
And then you got to think about, like, Ivanka and all of them. Eric. Yeah.
But, well, I mean, Barron, he's not a minor anymore, but still young.
God,
college age.
I never
age.
Thought about that.
He can't go party. You know, Secret Service would be knocking him out.
Where do you go to college? Or where does he go to college?
New York University. So that's, they should have made him go to an Ivy League school. Now, that's a good school, New York University, but, I mean, come on. You're president's kid. You should be going to the top-tier Ivies, right?
Yeah, but then you get into that. See, that's where I think he's different, Trump, in that you don't have to go to Yale or Harvard and be skull and bones and all that. You make your own.
Where you want to go?
Your own person.
Where you want to go to Tri-County? That's cool.
Elon Musk was here yesterday. And after the inauguration, he went to the Capital One Arena. That's where the Trump supporters who got shut out, you know, because it was indoors, gathered to watch. And while thanking the crowd, Musk gave what many describe, and I've seen the pictures, I've seen still frames, I've not seen videos, so I cannot comment on this, but he's doing, let's say this, let's say you see someone from across the street and you wave at them, but let's say you put that at about half wave.
Yeah.
So take your arm and put it in the air, and not, and if you're driving, don't do this, but if you're not driving, put your hand in the air, now wave it like you just don't take it. You put your hand in the air and then lower it at about half mass.
Like how Philip Rivers used to throw his footballs.
And if someone saw that from a distance with that background and that rhetoric, you could see where some would say that you're throwing up a Nazi salute, which he's now being...
I mean, it looked just like it. But they said it's some other kind of ancient European salute too, which I can't remember what they said it was. But he was, I mean, look...
It was...
That obviously...
Look, that guy, it's smart enough.
You can't take him anywhere.
All that stuff. Like, anybody you see doing any of those gestures now are not part of that. They're doing it to get you to talk about him. Like, you know the stuff. I ain't even going to refer to it. But if they're standing there taking a picture and they got one hand in the jacket, they're not doing that anymore. They haven't done it for like 50 years. Those people are just trying to get you to talk about them, claiming they're in the Illuminati. There ain't nobody been born in the last 25 years in the Illuminati.
They wouldn't tell you if they were. Even if they were not. In Bilderbergs, they wouldn't
exactly.
tell you.
But look, I like Elon. I like his out of the box thinking for sure. I'm not going to sit here and try to defend him because I didn't see the video, but I can see where some that are looking to pick apart things would say, okay, yeah.
He's the most socially awkward person.
He's doing like just a lazy wave is what it looks like to me. Hi. It's like a... You're like a beauty queen, you know, she's kind of like half-ass waving. She's just sashaying her hand back and forth. No, extend that forward and do that. I mean, that's what it is.
Did he slap his chest and do it again? That's what
no,
I
he didn't.
See. Okay. But still,
he didn't sig or howl nothing. My God.
I thought, you first thought, did that arena crowd know Trump was coming?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I thought it was just an overflow for people that showed up and just couldn't be outside.
Well, that was under the rotunda. They had a viewing room for the
which is packed full of celebrities.
I know. That's like, oh, man, you get to go to the inauguration, but you're not going to be in the same room.
Okay, so I didn't know if it was just an...
But then this is for all the supporters that would go to the actual inauguration when it's outside on the lawn and could not. So then they had them in this arena.
God, dude, three balls last night. They were saying this one's just for, you know, top donors. This one's full of VIPs, like athletes and celebrities.
Like, I want to know, like, what kind of regiment he was on as far as caffeine goes. Trump. I mean, was he having some...
Did he take a nap? I saw him at 10 o'clock. Him and Melania were getting into the motorcade to go to one of the balls, but they said he had to go to all three. And he was going to speak at all three.
Yeah.
I go to bed at some point.
And he doesn't have the baggy eyes like you would assume. I mean, he's got a little bit because he's the age he is, but...
Do you think Trump sees the meme the Hamburglar meme.
And oh, he's all busting her balls.
Yes, he's ribbing her about it. Or they show him.
Sir, please stop.
Like, are they? Are we afraid to show Donald this? Like, nah, he'll love it. Show it to him.
Like, I'm surprised he hasn't. Like, he'll take a lot of those and share them on Instagram or whatever else.
She would be on his ass if he shared that on Truth. That'd be hilarious.
Yeah. All right. We will.
We had a burger in my pocket. Where's it at?
We'll take a break. I didn't know till yesterday Baron had two R's in it either. I thought it was like Baron, like pizza.
B-A-R-U-N, right?
Nope.
That's not it.
It's like B-A-R-R-O-N.
Oh, like Baron Corbin?
Baron. Yeah, okay. Just like Baron Corbin. Not happy. We will take a break. We'll come back. More Rise Guys.
Rise with you.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show. The Rise Guys.
And now, a Rise Guys re-premiere.
All right.
Let's, before we bring on this young lady, let's give you a very small portion of the call from Tiffany yesterday that has now made this woman pissed at her and everyone involved, and is going to join us right after this is over. Here we go.
Like, my fiance and I paid for the dresses for all of, like, my wedding party.
Good Lord.
And she knew what size the dress was and said, oh, I'm going to lose the weight. She has not lost anything. So she's like, I don't know what she's going to do with this dress, but she is always strapped for cash, so it's not like she's going to be able to pay to get it altered.
Jesus.
So is that just going to be on me? No, we already bought you this freaking dress that you said that you were going to be able to fit, and you haven't lost the weight. Then we have the holidays, and you haven't done anything to lose this weight, and she's gained like 5 to 10 extra pounds, and I'm like, I don't see how she can be in my wedding if she still looks the same. She needed to lose like a good 40 pounds, and now
that's not
no, she had time between September and March. Like, that was enough time to do it, and in a healthy way. She just chose not to.
Why not get a dress?
Now I'm just like,
go ahead.
I don't know. Sabotaging my wedding is what it feels like.
Sabotage.
Saboteur.
And that's just a brief glimpse of it. I mean, she was saying some downright mean things. And she said her name, too, and referred to a couple places near where they live. And, like, of course it's going to get back.
Uh-huh.
I got questions about that weight. For a woman, that's a big number. It's big for anybody, but for
September
a woman.
September to, when did she get married, in April?
March, late March, okay, April. March. Yeah, somewhere around there.
6 months? No. 7 pounds a month?
I mean,
you're going to lose it at the... I lost a lot at the beginning, and now I'm hitting that plateau where I get irritated.
I would say,
I'm like, well, you know,
you're
at the
9 pounds
time,
away.
What am I? 10.
20 pounds would be a little bit more realistic in that time of 2 pounds a week, and sometimes you plateau.
Yeah. Well,
I don't plateau because I don't start.
Yes, you're great at starting them.
All right. I really am.
So is she going? I guess she's going to say her name.
Oh, yeah, she don't care. It's Holly.
Holly, aww. Good morning. Holly?
Yeah, good morning. I'm sorry that you had to listen to that liar, Tiffany, the other day.
Well, it was actually yesterday.
Yeah.
So, first off, that's got to be incredibly odd to hear someone saying those things, someone that's your close friend, and not assuming you're going to hear about it. So,
Yeah. Typical. She's got no class. You could tell. You talked to her.
Yeah, she was real aggressive.
Abrasive, yeah. Yeah.
So you tell me, you just tell me what you think about this, because if you're in a bridal store, and I'm a very healthy size 10, by the way. I'm not like, she made 40 pounds. I mean, whatever.
See, I don't know what
I'm
size.
I'm a very healthy size 10.
I don't know what that means.
That's
though.
Like a medium. She's not obese.
Okay.
And then she's saying to me, and she's saying to the people in the store, that I have to be a size 6. And she's going to get the dress in a size 6. And I'm telling her, look, I'm a size 10. And, yeah, I mean, I'll work out an extra day a week if you want me to that bad. But, I mean, I'm healthy and I'm a size 10. Why don't we get me a size 10? And then, you know, if I get really tiny, you can just bring in the seams. But she was like, no, we're getting you the size 6. She had this dream of a size. I mean, I don't know what's wrong with her, basically. Like, what is wrong with me being the size I am when I'm healthy? And she's insisting that I have to be this smaller size little pencil girl. And then it's my fault that I'm not a pencil girl.
Are the other girls, women in the wedding, are they smaller, I guess?
They got to be right.
I'm supposed to answer that question? Like, that's relevant to the story?
Well, no.
Really? Did you just really ask that?
Now, I'm on your side.
Yeah.
We need to, okay. Like, the attitude needs to be
I'm not so
on
sure now.
I'll say she was.
Well, I'll just hang up on you and let you go because we're on your side here. I'm telling you that, or I'm asking you.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No,
I'm sorry.
I understand why you. I mean, you got called out on the radio by a so-called friend, but are any of the other women having the problem? Did she, you know?
Let's just say it this way: everyone else got their dress in their right size.
Okay.
Oh,
I'm the one that she said she's going to get it 2 sizes smaller than my size.
See, I think that's where, and we said this to her yesterday, and I'm sorry there's a miscommunication there. I ain't got no heat with you. We good. But I had to actually Google what a size 10. I don't know what women's sizes are.
Yeah, like, that's probably, you know, you go 8.
But you know
10.
What's crazy is
that's about medium.
The way Google, I just wrote in size 10 women, and the first Quora, you know that website?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Is a size 10 woman considered overweight? And you know what? Paige just nailed it. Size 8 to 10 is considered size medium.
Yeah.
This is the Rise Guys, Madman, Paige, and Fat Boy.
Every morning, it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Live from callrob.com studios here in Greenville, South Carolina. It's time to say, hey, famous people born on January 21. Happy birthday.
Or suck it. Just you today, big boy. You get all the guesses.
Call me Shonis.
Shonis. Start with this one.
Oh, man, now I'm thinking about strawberry pie. Strawberry pie.
17.
That was Wine, though, in that song.
Yeah, it was. Are you familiar with this song?
It's a Marvel song?
No. We're never going to hear it
Game of Thrones?
Again. Nope. It is from a very famous TV show. Big TV show.
The Apprentice?
Nope. Just went off the air for good. This is the Yellowstone theme song.
Oh, it got canceled?
Well, it finished its run.
Yeah, but God, I mean, that was like everything everywhere. There's going to be a lot of lost people walking around this world.
Might be a spinoff.
1812.
Casey Dutton's birthday. Luke Grimes, who's also a country singer. Luke Grimes.
Man, I've not ever watched a... People think I'm so weird. I haven't seen that. I've never seen Game of Thrones. I was telling you that earlier, Fat Boy.
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen Harry Potter movies. I've never watched an entire Star Wars movie.
Oh, man. Harry Potter's a parcel mouth. Did you know that?
A what?
A parcel mouth. He could talk to snakes.
Oh, I thought that meant there's born with both genitals.
Yeah, I've seen Yellowstone.
What would you have guessed if you had not seen the age?
I know it because, you know, I saw this recently.
Oh, 40 then.
Lou Grimes is 41.
Ah.
Country singer who's played around here a couple gigs. This lady's got a birthday today.
She related to Elon's. By the way, speaking of Elon,
yep.
I Go said ahead. In the previous headlines that he was not doing the salute, but I'd only seen pictures, and I watched the video. I mean, he's without question doing the salute. Like, he went chest to out, and he did it twice, and it was quite clearly. So I do pull back on what I said.
You can't take Elon everywhere or anywhere. And people were saying behind the scenes that, you know, Trump's kind of getting aggravated with him. I don't know if that's the case.
He seems like a friend that you invited over one night and he comes over every night.
He won't go away.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's got his own room at Mar-a-Lago.
Probably so.
You might not memorize this music, recognize it, remember it. Her husband's been a guest on the show multiple times, including in studio when he was world
heavyweight
champion. Courtney
Clements has an album out.
When he was world heavyweight champion. Her husband's The Miz.
Oh, Maurice.
It is Maurice's birthday.
What is this song then?
This is her entrance.
Oh, okay. Did she ever really wrestle though?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, then she got it transitioned off TV.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant with surgery. That's why they call it the Miz.
Maurice. Roulette. Miz Annan.
She seems like she'd be a lot to deal with. Too much into the bougie.
Yeah, like that might be real. But kind of Miz is too.
Yeah.
With the Gucci loafers he had on in here.
Those, yeah. Oh, man, yeah. And he had a Patek watch on,
nice,
too.
Nice, too. He was great.
Very nice. Man, I don't know.
It might have been a Seiko, but whatever.
43.
42. You were close, man, on Maurice.
Dad, blame it.
I mean, give you five or six guesses for who this is.
Ginger.
Nope.
Sporty.
Nope.
Bushy.
Nope.
Bushy. Old.
Nope.
Old Spice.
Whisper.
No, probably a real popular one in the band.
Is it a Nitro girl or a...
I know you're getting mixed up.
It
wasn't Lady Hancock.
Baby.
Here. Baby, it is Baby's birthday.
Baby Spice.
Emma, Baby Spice, Bun-an. Bun-ton. I didn't know this.
What, her age?
I did not know it.
Well, why would you? I don't know that I'd know it. I'm just going to throw a shot in the...
I thought she's younger.
Oh, that's a kind of a clue. 51?
49.
Oh.
Almost hit the big one.
Well, that's not old at all.
They showed this guy on TV yesterday. He was at the Rockets game, sitting front row, and looks great still. Obviously, their greatest player in franchise history.
Nickname? Clyde Drexler?
Nope. Come on. Bro. Nobody's going to consider him a Rocket. He's a Blazer.
Oh, yeah.
Even though he was a Rocket. Hakeem the Dream, Elijah Wan.
God. I was about to say, I thought he died, but that was Dikembe.
Yeah.
He passed.
Unfortunately.
Hakeem the Dream, who's went back and forth with how to spell his name.
Yeah, he's got the H on it now, I believe.
He's got the H there for a while. He was just Hakeem. But I think the natural disasters probably in WWE kind of made him not.
It's a shame that his legacy will not exactly be remembered as one of the greatest big men ever.
But he was.
Real magical, man.
I was thinking that the other day about Christian Okoye. The Nigerian Nightmare?
Yeah, Barry Word.
God bless, what a pimp he was.
That was the best tandem Tecmo running back duo, yes. Right there. I'll put him up there with Bo Jackson and Marcus Allen.
Oh, I don't know about that. That was awesome.
Hakeem, two championships. Kenny Smith on those teams, Clyde Drexler.
I'm going to say, is it a big one, his birthday?
No.
59.
Close. Hakeem the Dream, 62.
Hmm.
62 years old. Let's keep it going.
Where'd he go to? Did he go to college?
Oh, yeah. Phi Slamma Jamma. Houston.
Oh. Did really? You say that?
No.
I didn't
that
watch.
That was like a common fact.
College basketball except for ACC Final Four crap.
I didn't really pay attention to it until 90. Running Rebels, Larry Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
Greg Tark. Anthony. Yep. Then, of course, you know, Duke. The greatest,
I said Tark, by the way.
The greatest point guard in the history of college basketball, Bobby Hurley, 91-92 Duke.
He always looked so sleepy, though. He always had, coon eyes.
And they thought he was going to go win all these championships. It's his brother that's doing it.
God, I hope he didn't have panda eyes.
We know what that means now. Gina Davis.
Gina Davis.
Beetlejuice, Thelma and Louise, League of They Own.
Yeah. Also,
she's a member of Mensa.
Fletch. Fletch. She was the love interest in Fletch.
Smartest piss,
one.
Too.
64.
Gina Davis, almost a big one.
No way.
69 years old.
Damn.
Your favorite number. You should put that on your profile.
That's not my favorite number. My favorite number is 18. You kiss my ass. I'm joking. 18 Withers, good buddies. Rubber Duckies.
Rubber Duckies. This is one of this gentleman's many hits. Many.
Billy Ocean.
It is Billy Ocean's birthday. Talking about Caribbean Queen, suddenly. When the going gets tough,
get into my car. Who, me? Yeah, bitch, you. Get into my car. That's what they would say if this song came out today.
There'll be sad songs. I like this one the best. And of course, Caribbean Queen to be number two.
Yeah.
This one's just catchy.
Billy Ocean. No relations to Frank.
No.
Or Lakes.
Cyrus.
God, what if he bought the campground? It was Billy Ocean Lakes. Could you imagine? Oh, my God.
How many people would be
get
there?
Into my golf cart. Who, me? Yeah, you. Get in my golf cart.
Myrtle Beach Queen, I guess, would be Caribbean Queen.
Sure. Atlantic Queen.
Suddenly.
70.
Billy Ocean. This is a big one.
75,
yeah.
Yeah,
he's
wow.
He's at 75th anniversary.
Is he still performing? Is he just That's Bill Ocean question. Now?
I think he is. I'm pretty sure Peebo Bryson still is, even though he had a setback.
Yeah, because he was at Peace Center a year or so ago.
Yeah, got to come play the hometown crowd, right?
Peebo.
Not Boo.
Is that
Peebo.
A nickname?
I think it's his real name.
Peebo.
I'm pretty sure it is.
Ma'am, what would you like to name the boy? Peebo.
Peebo. Peebo.
Are you sure? Yeah, Peebo.
You're trying to say placebo, sir? I'm trying to say Peebo.
Peebo.
The Golden Bear.
Jack Nicklaus.
It is Jack's birthday. 18 majors. Tiger sitting in 15.
He won Eclipse
that. Yeah, and people thought that was just going to happen. Tiger's going to get it easily. He had the wreck. They said his swing's too violent. He can't sustain it. I watched Tiger the other week. TGL is very entertaining. It's indoor golf.
TGL?
TGL.
What's
they have
the
teams.
T stand for?
I don't know. They have teams, though. Lucas Glover's on the Atlanta team. He plays in it. We got Rory McIlroy, good players, man, playing in this thing.
Lucas Glover's too full of himself to respond to Instagram DMs.
Come on, Lucas. I knew you were an open champion, but...
We're high school friends, Lucas.
You used to work together in Winn-Dixie, too.
I know. I'm sorry you were a bag boy and I was a stalker. Are you holding that against me now, Lucas Glover? At Lucas Glover? 83 or 84... I'm quite certain it's one of those two.
I'm quite certain you were wrong, sir.
Damn it.
He is 85 years
Shoot.
Old today. The Golden Bird.
Shoot.
Happy heavenly birthdays. Jam Master Jay.
Ah, gone too soon.
Would have been a big one, you want to guess?
60.
Yeah, he would have been 60 today. Wolfman Jack, baby, it's my birthday today.
Oh,
you want to guess how old I would have been, baby?
I don't think there would be Dusty Rhodes without Wolfman Jack. Like, I really don't. Or Macho Man Randy Savage. I think he inspired both of them. I'd say Wolfman Jack would have been, like, 90?
87 years old. Did you see Kevin Owens' shirt taking a little shot at Dusty? A little homage, I guess, if you will.
Uh-uh.
Said, the Canadian dream, son of a... I forgot what he said. It was some smart ass on his shirt.
Well, a minute ago when I said Christian Okoye, like, he was the Nigerian nightmare. Dusty Rhodes is the American dream. Now, Cody is the American nightmare. So I wonder, like, who drew off who?
Who's going to be the Nigerian dream? That could have been Omos if they booked him, right?
Oh, my God. God, they let that go. The Nigerian. Oh, that's hard to say. Nigerian dream?
Paul, I know you got a lot going on, but if you need us to help book it, brother.
Come on, Paul.
I've got enough.
They cut back to 2.5 hours. It's not 3 hours.
Yeah, anymore. I know. I didn't know if that was like a... I don't know what that is.
I think it's just they've seen like...
Yeah, do the post show for an extra half hour.
Yep.
Benny Hill. You know his funny music. Would have been 101.
I'll be that blind.
Years old. But the Wolfman, baby, 87.
87.
Anytime you can do a Wolfman impersonation.
He was fun. Probably like the first like nationally known... disc jockey.
Oh, yeah.
Woo! I don't know if he was the first syndicated, but he was the one that... He was a character. He howled.
God, he was right up there, man. Everybody is a wolf man.
Yeah.
He's very influential. Just like the Peak was for me growing up as a kid. WPEK. Always on.
Yeah. I'm not going to say the numbers.
Always
yeah.
playing those Atlanta Braves games.
Yeah. For me, it was WCCP. That's only because they gave me a shot...
Shout out Dan Scott, Big Mo, rest in peace.
Shout out to
many others.
The late great Tommy Powell.
I'll shout you out to Mickey Plyler, even though you don't like me.
Shout out to Butch Estes, who I would meet to give him my tapes for the wrestling mat show, and he would drive them to Clemson for me when I didn't want to go. Because he was coaching at Furman at the time.
I shout out to you too, Quark. I'll shout you all out. I don't care.
Shout out to the late great Jim Phillips, the voice of the Clemson Tigers, who was... Legend. That's a guy that, in my book, I need to do a chapter on.
Yeah.
I would not be in radio if it was not for the great Jim Phillips.
I tell you, if I were a Gamecock person, I would want Clowney to come take over for Todd Ellis when he decides to give it up. That's the guy who you want calling your games.
I look down the road to having Xavier Leggett.
Oh, my God! Doing look.
He is a treat.
It's funny you mention him. You might hear from him tomorrow.
He's going to be in studio?
No. Ah. He might be on Best Damn Audio, though.
Oh, that will be up tomorrow. I got some good ones for that, too, including, and you're probably like, all right, get off the fart stuff. People have been sending me a lot of fart videos, so I will include one tomorrow that you're going to beg me to send you the link to it, and I will.
Oh, you got to play it.
Social media. It is one and the best wheezing laugh you've ever heard in your whole life. They're not dying or anything. They're just heavy set. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. God bless America. It is good.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Yeah, baby, bye.